much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Congratulations, everybody. You are witness to history in the making today.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa, right, and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
USA! USA! USA!
And now,
fuck you both!
Our feature presentation.
Oh, that may have been one of the best things ever.
Yeah, we do need to not let that go.
Had you forgotten how great that was when you heard it again? Wow, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I thought it was shorter. I didn't realize it was so, it just kept going and going and going.
And she went on past the buzzer, too, because she had so much more to contribute on that topic. By the way, that was from a Miss Teen USA pageant from a couple of years ago. She was Miss Teen South Carolina. And the question was, a certain percentage of Americans cannot find the U.S. on a map. And the reason I thought of that is, in the last couple of days, I saw her on TV again. I think she's on some new reality show.
Excellent.
She's on The Amazing Race, or she's on one of those shows. I don't remember which one. And I thought, wow, somebody's putting that chick back on TV. All right.
Oh, I hope she's on The Amazing Race. That starts Sunday. I can't wait.
And she's kind of hot, too, if I recall. Right?
She is.
And the best thing about, she's very hot. And the best thing about that show is it really, really, there's a lot of pressure and stress, and you see the worst of people.
That should be fun.
Good times.
I do remember, and by the way, we have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call for the Tuesday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. I remember Miss Teen South Carolina made the rounds on all of the television shows like the Today Show and Good Morning America within a few days after that pageant to prove that she wasn't that stupid.
Right.
And she still came across that stupid on those shows. She wasn't all stuttering all over each other, but clearly there wasn't much going on besides she's hot.
As a guy who comes across like that on a daily basis, I can say, I'm not that dumb either. remember Miss Utah? Remember this clip? Not that clip. Sorry. Remember this clip?
What song title best describes you?
You know what? Honestly, the song that describes me best is the national anthem.
Yes.
Well, she's got pageant brain. That's what's going on for her. I don't think she's stupid. She's just overthinking, what can I do that will make me appear attractive to voters and judges? What's the best possible, the answer that will put me in the best possible light? At least she could speak English. Miss Teen South Carolina could barely do that. She's making up words.
In the category of dumb.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
Well, that's only the best 7 seconds in the history of television. That will never be top. I'm sorry. All right.
All tan.
What? Because you pass that down to your kids.
You,
everybody knows that. 1-800-520-1067. Why not take some calls right now, shall we?
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Well, tomorrow night you will be at an exclusive launch party for Dante's Inferno. That is now available in stores. It is EA's newest video game. And go to hell, I think is what the message is to you. Go to hell, Dante's Inferno.
That's the message that they wanted to put on the Super Bowl commercial, but CBS wouldn't let them, so they had to say hell awaits.
Yeah, that's exactly. Pretty controversial, that go to hell.
Really?
Wow.
Come on.
All right, let's start with our man Carlos. He's on line one today calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Carlos. Thanks for calling. What'd it do?
What it do, nephew? What up, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Oh, man. Yesterday, I might kill my boss. Yesterday, I was watching the internet roundup and my job, and my boss walked in. Like, we'll be watching. Oh, I'm watching the internet roundup from Kevin Bean. Oh, I heard about those guys. Let's see what are you watching. So I was watching already the Sports Center, the guy getting kicked in the ball so many times.
Oh, sure. The world record for getting kicked in the balls?
Oh, yeah, that was the best. That's the best.
And by the best, you mean the most painful, but the best.
Oh, man. But we started watching it, and next thing you know, he watched it, and I guess he got shocked and got a severe heart attack. So we took him to the hospital.
He had a heart attack while he was watching that with you?
Yeah. He's around his 58, 60, right. I guess. But I guess it was too much of watching that, and he got a straight-up heart attack.
So you're not saying that he went crazy because it was too painful and he couldn't watch. You mean a literal heart attack?
A literal heart attack. Wow. I don't think because of the video. I hope not. Or I'm not even in trouble.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Hey, I hope you're not in trouble, too. But if anyone's in trouble, I hope it's you and it stops with you. I hope somehow it doesn't get back to us. I don't want to be getting that phone call for his family.
Ooh, good point.
No, it wasn't that big of a deal. So he's okay, but I don't know if he's going to come in. But
wow. Nice.
Yeah, so all right. Shocked the crap out of me.
The Internet Roundup claims its first victim.
No kidding. That's like quite it. A story. Hey, Carlos, keep up the good work watching the Internet Roundup at work, though. I think you're on the right track there, dude, all right?
Hey, I was doing my lunch, so...
That's all right. Hey, he's not mocking you. We're saying
no, I think it's great. I love it. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Carlos.
Let's go to Matt. Matt is on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Call him with something you don't see every day. Oh, he's
hello! What'd it do?
Easy. All right, Matt. What's going on?
I just wanted to tell you guys about a story. I was running a couple days ago, and I saw a raccoon orgy.
Okay, Psycho Mike, if that's not your new band, I don't know what is.
Raccoon orgy. So more than two is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Three sets of raccoons pumping.
Were they switching partners and all and whatnot?
No.
Was there a hot tub?
I only wish.
Boy, I wouldn't guess you would see that every day.
Nope.
I know I don't.
I don't know very much about raccoons, but is it unusual for them to have sex so close to other raccoons having sex? Or is there no sort of a private thing going on in the animal kingdom? What's the deal?
I have no idea.
The animal kingdom, they're not exactly high on the privacy issue. I don't think they care.
Not one.
Well, I don't know. You know what I mean? They don't put up, walls so that no one can see them. They're animals.
I don't know. I don't thank you very much for the call, Matt. I don't see very many animals doing it, but it just in my mind, I never really kind of imagined that they'd be in the middle of a party. You know, there'd be maybe a big crowd around.
Maybe these were swinger raccoons.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's very possible.
They were popping E and everything else. All right, let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What to do?
Why is everybody so down on the Lakers? I mean, you know, they lose 2 to Denver and lose 2 to Cleveland. Everybody gets all crazy. You know, and then Kobe goes out and then we start winning 2 games in a row. They need to just calm down until the playoffs start. That's when the real, you know, everybody needs to be healthy by the time playoffs start. That's what really matters.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, Kobe's been out 2 games with an ankle.
I think to answer your question, the Lakers are so good and lose so infrequently that it's a little bit upsetting when they do. It's a little bit of a shock to the system because Laker fans are a little bit spoiled.
Yeah, that's true.
But beat San Antonio last night. Love to see that.
Yeah.
Without Kobe. Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
I was just getting on my nerves that going to the gym every day and all these people just keep showing up. I was just wondering when you guys think these New Year's resolutions are going to come to an end.
Oh, because it's more crowded at the beginning of the year? I'm surprised it hasn't already.
I thought it was about now. I thought you get about a month in and it really starts to thin out. Psycho Mike, what's been your experience?
Yeah, I usually see around Valentine's Day, people, you know, it tapers off. You might start to see an increase again, though, during Lent next week because people that might be what they're giving up, you know, an unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just... They do a lot of talking and not enough working out, so...
Yeah.
Well, you need to start throwing some elbows, dude.
Yeah, just kick their ass.
Bows to the dome.
Exactly. If you're working out, you are physically prepared to take on those who aren't. So you need to take advantage of that and use it, dude. All right?
Yep. All right, I'll take your guys' advice.
Yeah.
All right, don't call again unless you've hit somebody in the head. All right, I think we'll leave it there.
You don't want to take John?
I don't.
All right. I sort of do. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
On today's program, attractions that you have to defend. Mm. We were in the office the other day, and Ralph was telling us how he finds Lady Gaga sexy. And we were like, Lady Gaga, really, yeah. And she's one of those that's kind of split. There are a lot of people who find her sexy, but there are a lot of people, like myself, that are scared of her. Like, she's a clown and she's hiding stuff. What's she hiding? What's she got
going
on?
I'm kind of in the middle between you two because I don't find her attractive at all, but I don't think she's pretty or sexy, and she seems to me like she's trying way too hard.
Well, how are you in the middle between us? That's what I think.
You're way on the yuck side.
I thought you said you thought she was scary and she was hiding things. I don't feel either of those.
Both. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but she's not attractive.
Yeah, definitely.
But Ralph finds her attractive. He's not quite sure why, and he's had this conversation with, you know, several people, and it seems like a lot of people probably have that person that they're attracted to, and all their friends go, what?
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dirty, sexy.
Really? Yeah, the wolf man?
The wolf man. A lot of women feel that way.
Yep. I know, dirty. But you look at him.
I see that.
Right?
I see
you dirty. Don't see it.
Yeah. Also on today's program, we're going to talk to Scott Niedermeyer from the Ducks, who's going to be the team captain for the Canadian Olympic team.
Damn freaking foreigner.
Yep. We have Kevin and me last call singles party tickets.
That's right.
That's coming up.
By the way, this might be an outstanding time for me to throw this out. We had a lot of people yesterday who were emailing. They were not able to call in or couldn't get through on the phones, and they're emailing. And I just want to throw this out there. If you don't send a picture, we assume that's because you're hideous. Okay? I just want you to know that. If you're trying to get into a party and you're just trying to talk your way in, I'm just saying it's a lot easier if you've got the looks to back it up.
Well, at least so we know you're not a cyclops. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
At least so we know
we really do need a photo.
You don't have a third arm or something. At least so we can judge it that way.
If we don't
bit.
Get to talk to you.
And exactly.
Also, we need something.
And I'm telling you, we're not looking for a room full of people with good personalities.
Right, but we're also not looking for beautifulpeful.com either.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what makes our job so tough, though, is to try to find, you know, trying to find some of both in each person, and you're not giving us that opportunity if we can't talk to you to determine personality and intellect, and we also can't see you to determine how hot you are.
And King of Mexico would also like you to know that if you would put your phone number on those emails, that would help as well.
Okay.
Because that's a better way of contacting you in case we want to bring you to the party.
Okay.
So just a few tips perhaps you should think about. And if you didn't hear Wing yesterday, the greatest singer in the history of human civilization. We'll give you some highlights coming up in about a half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat now.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Nirvana singing one of the greatest songs of all time. Next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, also Muse, Linkin Park, Green Day, so much more straight ahead. Ralph Garman joins us now for a first look at the showbiz beat for a Tuesday, I guess it is. Hey, Ralph.
I guess.
How
right, get to the showbiz news. I do have some tickets to give away. Special advanced screening of Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
The star-studded film directed by Gary Marshall, who gave us, of course, that horror movie with Julia Roberts.
Horror movie?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
It's at the Grove on February the 11th, this Thursday. The movie's in theaters Friday, February 12th, but you get to see it before anybody else. If you're one of the first five callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers get a pass, a couple passes, to see Valentine's Day this Thursday.
There you go.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Kevin, are you happy now? Can you sleep? Can you relax now? Can you breathe Conrad Murray has been charged?
I just wanted him
can
to
Can you exhale?
I wanted him to put up or shut up. Stop talking about it or charge him.
But this kind of stuff, I told you, happens all the time. They have to get all their ducks in a row legally before they can charge someone.
So Kevin has put out a personal vendetta for Dr. Murray as if Michael Jackson was in his family and he needs revenge.
They got to make sure that the charges stick before they charge the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just saying. I'm fine with it. You were the one who every day, what's going on? Why isn't he in custody? Get him down there. Put him in a cell.
I think it was the headlines that I was reading more than anything else on TMZ where every day it was like, he's going to get charged. They're serious. Now they mean it. They're building their case.
I came in
Today's
one day last
day.
Week. Kevin was in a ball, Ralph, in the corner of the studio, and he was weeping. He was like, I don't want to live in a world where that man's not behind bars.
He rocking back and forth.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Conrad Murray was charged with jaywalking.
That's odd.
Which I think is weird. That just seems inappropriate. No, involuntary manslaughter was the charge. So, you know, could have been worse for him.
Yeah.
As he left the courtroom, people were screaming murderer at him. Jackson fans had lined the streets outside the courtroom screaming murderer at him. Kevin, were you down there?
I was
not. Screaming?
Kevin, were you throwing paint at him or anything?
Nope.
Involuntary manslaughter is an unlawful killing committed without malice or intent. So now you know the difference between that and regular murder.
So it's an accident.
That's what they're saying, basically. Okay. They said that he never meant to kill him when he gave him the propofol, which is a sedative used as anesthesia in most American hospitals. Jackson, by the way, used to call it his milk.
Milk?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Wine was Jesus juice, and apparently heavy-duty anesthetics were known as milk in the Jackson household.
Kevin, maybe there's a way you can get on that jury and you can somehow turn this into a death penalty.
I don't even know if he did it. I'm just saying, stop talking to us about it or charge him. That's
they
all.
They were just reporting the news, man.
I'm just saying.
That's all they were doing. And it had to end sometime. You know, for 26 years, the final episode of MASH has been the number one most watched television show in history.
Mm-hmm.
That all ended on Sunday, as Super Bowl 44 became the most watched TV event in American history.
Wow.
That's amazing.
An estimated 106.5 million people watched the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Wow, that's an amazing number.
It sure is, given the number of channels that exist today versus existed when the MASH finale was on the air. It certainly is remarkable that it pulled in that many people. But, you know, that whole, it was two good teams.
Yep.
They had been the number one in their conferences for the entire season. And a lot of drama there with the Katrina wrecked New Orleans City being represented by the Saints. So, there you go.
A lot of people thought that record would never fall just because, as you mentioned, Ralph, so many options now. People's attentions are so split on the TV dial. But I guess population is what ended up making the difference. I mean, eventually, we've added, what, 100 more million more people to America since MASH was on or something.
Yeah.
So, eventually it was going to happen, I guess.
Because things aren't so bad in New Orleans. Everyone seems to have a TV. we're in so much trouble in our city. Lots of TVs were working, apparently. Not feeling so bad for you today. Oh, Katrina, how long are you going to play that card, by the way?
I haven't really rebuilt.
Floods, look at all the streets, blah, blah, blah.
It's still a disaster.
Yeah. We had a listener called yesterday and said it's over. You're not allowed. They're not allowed to talk about it anymore. It's a race now.
Enough. Jeez. We're gonna play our sympathies like that. After the Super Bowl was Undercover Boss.
Yeah.
You may have heard Mike and I mention Undercover Boss on time last week.
No, I did not.
Here's the thing. It was great. I watched it afterwards. It was a great show. And it had huge audience, as you can imagine, with the numbers like that for the Super Bowl. 38.6 million viewers watched Undercover Boss right after the Super Bowl. That was the biggest audience for a post-Super Bowl show since CBS premiered the second season of Survivor in 2001.
Wow.
So, Undercover Boss certainly getting a good send-off now.
That was pretty much our commercials. That's what did it.
That's what did it?
Yeah.
It wasn't the Super Bowl, it was us talking about it?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. And I promise this is the last Super Bowl news for this week, but I just thought it was interesting. They did a national study on what were the most popular, highest-scoring Super Bowl ads with viewers.
Okay.
What were they what were their favorite ads that they watched during the Super Bowl? From 10 to 1. Here's your list. Monster.com, the employment website with the Fiddling Beaver. The Fiddling Beaver, by the way.
Yeah.
You read that?
By the way, this is odd.
See, that one? I thought it was cool.
It's a one-off, but I know the guy who made the Fiddling Beaver.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
You mean built the actual beaver or made a commercial? Oh, wow.
Yes, built that beaver. I mean, I'm just saying, what are the chances?
Your friend
I know
built the beaver.
Dude that built the beaver.
Well, that's great.
There's nowhere to go from
there.
Did
you bring it by the house?
Did
you ever hang out with the Fiddling Beaver?
No. Fiddling, he showed me on his iPhone though.
That's
saw
cool.
That.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Fiddling Beaver sounds like an old pub somewhere in rural England.
That's true.
Yep. Well, let's go down to Fiddling Beaver. I have a couple points. What do you say? Bridgestone, the killer whale, when the bachelor party with the guys with the killer whale in the back of their pickup truck.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, that was very funny.
Okay.
Budweiser's the beer bridge when the whole town gets together, makes a human bridge so the beer truck can deliver their beer.
Funny.
E-Trade, the talking baby with the jealous girlfriend.
Sure.
Audi, Green Police. The Green Police, the environmental police showed up everywhere. The Sleepwalker with the Coca-Cola commercial out in the jungle out there. The desert.
Oh, right, walking through Africa.
Yeah, right. Budweiser, the Clydesdale and the bull being best friends.
Dumb.
The Bud Light beer can house. House
awesome.
Made completely out of beer cans.
That great.
Was third most popular. Doritos, the dog with the bark collar.
Funny.
The dog puts the collar on the guy, starts barking and shocking him. But the number one, most successful and highest scoring ad, according to Advertising Age, is Betty White and Abe Vigoda in the Snickers commercial playing touch football. Yeah.
But No Megan Fox.
No Megan Fox on this list.
No Kim Kardashian.
No Kim Kardashian.
Well, dumb list.
I think people like to see those women, but it may not necessarily been as effective as a commercial as they would have liked.
Not listening to you right now. Pops and buzzes. That's
what
all
was
getting.
The Megan Fox commercial for? Which handheld device? That's all I got, too. I couldn't tell you what brand it was.
All right.
But that's what advertising's supposed to do.
She's in a tub.
Like Snickers, I remember, was Betty White getting crushed in a football game.
Kim
awesome.
Kardashian salad.
What? The National Salad Council.
You know,
that commercial.
We haven't even mentioned my favorite. A lot of people really responded well to that Google ad. The one about the couple that gets together and all the Google searches throughout the relationship.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah, it was a terrific ad.
That was your
well.
Favorite?
Oh, yeah.
It was my favorite.
It had to do with the
good.
Internet, Kevin. Of course it was Bean's favorite.
It
had
no,
to
it was
do
just
with
really, really well done.
People using the internet.
When did you get a vagina, Bean?
I like the little kid that slaps the dude for his Doritos.
That was funny.
That was a good Doritos commercial, too. That was very funny. Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Joe Pesci.
Funny how, Henry.
67 years old today. Actress Mia Farrow, who famously was married to Woody Allen, of course, and then he started dating her daughter.
Yeah.
Mia Farrow also, people forget this, but when she was 21, she was married to Frank Sinatra. She's had quite the life, this
Mia
Farrow. Yeah. Gigi Zhang. Actress and martial artist from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is 31 years old today. And actor David Gallagher from Seventh Heaven is 25. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And then we got some email.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I can't find the funny Asian woman who sings the cover of 1970s songs. I think her name was Wind. I want to show everybody at my station. I work at a private ambulance company. Please tell me how I can get a hold of her. It's not Wind. It's Wing. Like the wing of a plane, W-I-N-G, and the website is wingmusic.co.nz, which is New Zealand, you can find her on iTunes.
I hope that we're going to put a link up at kevinandbean.com, too, sure. With as many videos. She needs her own page on kevinandbean.com, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, party people, so I was watching the last few episodes of The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien, which, by the way, they're still rerunning. How sad is it? It's like kicking the corpse that NBC is still airing the Conan O'Brien reruns right now.
Wow.
The lister goes on, I stumbled across another reason why maybe NBC decided to fire him. A couple weeks before he was so unrighteously kicked off the air, he had this guy on who I'd never seen before in my life. He was a guest. He didn't say much, but I think his name was Bob Lowe or something like that. He seemed like a pretty cool guy until he got to the part where he started making up stuff about a TV show called Brothers and Sisters. Well, no wonder NBC had to get rid of Conan. The guy was stupid enough to have a con artist on for 10 minutes. There's no Brothers and Sisters. What the hell? Chris did Lancaster. See, Lisa?
That's a good point.
That
he
might
knows.
Be Rob Lowe, and he is on Brothers and Sisters. He plays Calista Flockhart's husband.
All of us have televisions. Wouldn't we have heard about a show called Brothers and Sisters if it existed? Come on, Lisa.
This one, the subject line is, so no one dies on Lost, which is a problem with that show because, you know, hundreds of people have died and then come back. Where the hell is Mr. Echo? That's a great question.
It is.
Mr. Echo
wanted to come back.
Awesome.
And by the way, everybody has been dissecting that premiere episode last week. Michael and Walt, come to think of it, not on the plane. What's up with that? Where a black man can't come back and live in the alternate reality? What's going on? All right, here's a great idea from one of our favorite Kevin and Bean listeners, the very talented artist Paul Lee.
Hey!
Thank you.
How are you?
Wow, guys, you would wait forever.
I mean,
yes, I would. Here's what you guys have to do. Dave the King of Mexico hates ketchup as much as you do, Bean. Cover Dave's windshield on his car with ketchup during the show. Then when he goes outside to leave work, he has to decide which one he hates more, using his windshield wipers or ketchup.
No, I don't need windshield wipers, even with ketchup. I can see.
Lightning films it. Joy is had by all, Paul. Great idea. Thank you, Paul.
Caught the podcast of Friday's show. I had my headphones on. I was laughing so hard during the President Lyndon Johnson tapes. My kids were thinking I was losing my mind. Thank God for the Freedom of Information Act.
The crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight.
There you go. So that was him. Good times.
If Lyndon Johnson was exhumed and they were able to prop him up and he could run for president in 2012,
yes.
Kevin, at this point, would you vote for him?
Well, let me see. What did he say?
Let's see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper is. Ends round under my back of my bunghole.
Yes. Anybody use the word bunghole?
He's your choice.
Yeah.
And I've got one more from Kevin and Bean listener Travis, who emailed on a topic we spoke about last week about images you saw when you were young that are burned into your brain forever. Good or bad, but you can't ever forget
almost
what you saw.
Always bad, unfortunately.
Well, you'd be happy to know that Travis is not. Guys, I had just moved into a new apartment complex overlooking the pool. Two very nice-looking women were out taking photos of each other topless in the hot tub. The best part ever, and I'll never forget it, was that when they wanted a picture of them together, one of them would set up the camera on a timer on the other side of the tub, turn, and then run across toward the tub in my direction. I picture that right just reading the email. That's that's awesome. Best apartment complex ever. I will never forget it, Travis. Imagine moving into a place and you're there within the first few days and you're standing out on your balcony and there's topless women taking photos of themselves in the hot tub. Can you? I mean, of course you never forget that.
Where are
and
the
you
photos?
Also never you never move either.
Where are the photos Travis took? That's
good.
My question.
Question.
He doesn't say. That may be worth some follow-up, yeah.
Our producer Alex is here. We're taking emails as well for the Kevin and Bean Last Call Singles Party. We'll take your calls next, 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to go Friday night, it's a Kevin and Bean Singles Party. Everyone there will be single. Everyone there will be a fan of the Kevin and Bean Show. So you have a couple of things going for you. But Alex, our producer, has a suggestion or two about the emails that you're sending.
Yes. You don't need to start with the fact that you have clean breath and you like to party. We know you like to party and have a good time. You listen to K-Rock and Kevin and Bean, and we assume you're going to brush your teeth before you come.
Who? What are you talking about? Clean breath? Everyone says I like to party. Right, but...
Right. Some people are letting us know about their personal hygiene, as if you need to state that fact.
Wow.
I'm assuming you're going to take a shower. Please don't send me pictures of your face in a Halloween mask. That doesn't help
Less
to know
helpful.
What you look like.
Yeah.
Less pictures of your animals would be good, and include a phone number so we know how to contact you.
Wow, but, you're picky.
I know. I'm sorry. But I do want to read this charming email from listener Duran. Just little bits. Dear Masterminds of the Kevin and Bean Morning Show, I need to get out and find a more for the ultimate singles party of the year. The ladies I hear during your morning show are what I want. I need to handle.
What?
5! Then he ends with, I'm sure the ratio of fellatio will be soaring, so I want to be scoring.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
While that may be true, don't send me a picture of your cat, okay?
We don't need pets of animals. Leave a phone number. It seems like it's all self-explanatory, but apparently
you would think. Yeah.
The ratio of fellatio will be soaring.
So I want to be scoring.
So I want to be scoring. How could you turn away a guy like that, Alex?
Oh, yeah, ladies.
Quite easily. The number's 1-800.
Maybe that's why you're still single.
1-800-520-1067. If you want to call now, we'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, the only place where you can get tickets for the Kevin and Bean Last Call Singles Party happening Friday night. A fantastic club in Hollywood called Bardot. We went there last year. Man, they really turned it out, didn't they? Put on a great party there. Really great people.
Would you say it was off the hook?
I don't think I would.
Off the chain?
Although, no, not so much. It was outstanding, though. We're happy to be back. Of course, DJ Omar Khan will be there.
DJ Omar Khan.
He'll be on the ones and twos. We'll have a no-host bar with drink specials, fancy pants, appetizers. 21 and up. We're looking for Kevin and Bean fans who happen to be single. We call it the Last Call Singles Party because this is your chance to get hooked up before Sunday, which is Valentine's Day. Let's go to the phones.
We are going to have our own private Valentine's Day party.
Singles only.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean's
Last
Call Singles Party.
We're doing it close enough to Valentine's Day, so you're not going to have to buy anything. That's the key. We did it a week ago.
It's awkward.
You get something, do you not get something? Here it's Friday night, you meet somebody. All right, it's Sunday, it's Valentine's Day, so you just barely, maybe call.
Right.
You already had sex, but you're not in a relationship, so there's no reason to buy anything. So
right,
that's
exactly.
A good. All right, so we'll take some calls here and maybe put you on our respective lists. I think we're gonna attempt to vouch for some of the callers. If somebody speaks to Lisa or somebody sounds good to Kevin or me, I think we'll try to squeeze you into the party. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Nick, who I know Psycho Mike has had his eye on. Nick on line one. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. Let's talk. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, Kevin B? What's up, Kelly May?
Hi, Nick.
Tell us what's going on. What do you do?
I am a set dresser for the studios.
A set dresser, okay.
Oh, how about that? You worked on anything that we would know?
I worked on the Jimmy Kimmel Show before. I've done the Sarah Silverman Show, and I once had a weird, crazy dream that I did some show called Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, man!
Well, clearly you're delusional, so there's no room for you at our party if you're going to be making stuff up.
I know.
You are 29 years old. What's the romantic situation like, Nick?
Yeah, you know what? Last year, I was dating a girl that she was smoking hot, but she loved to spend pretty much every dollar that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And for Valentine's Day, I went to go get her a diamond necklace last year, and only to find out that my credit card was maxed out, so I couldn't get her nothing, right?
Yes.
And I go home and say, you know, happy Valentine's Day, babe, but I couldn't get you anything. My card was maxed out. And she got so mad at me that she actually, we ended up getting in an argument, and she ended up breaking up with me.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
I want to vouch for Nick. I think I'm going to invite Nick to be on my list in the party. All right. How about that?
Okay.
You're in, Nick. Thank you.
Bring a single dude, and we'll try to keep the numbers about even, men and women. Who do you want to talk to next?
I want
to
talk to Clara. You know how we all have our categories of people that we think are excellent? You say somebody does something, you go, okay, I love that person.
Yep.
Snowboarders for me. Girls that snowboard.
They're
for me,
cool.
Always cool.
Yep.
And Clara's one of them. Hi, Clara.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about yourself. You're a nurse?
I'm a nurse by day, hairdresser by night. I always try to look my best. I've got blonde hair. I like to snowboard. I like to just head up to the snow in general. I like Dodger games, Charger games, cheap beer. Good man.
Wow. Snowboarder and sports fan.
Yeah.
And nurse, Kevin.
And nurse.
It sounds like she's got you all over her. Yeah. Or Will Friday night.
nurse and hairdresser, which are both typically packed with hot poon. Like, those are careers that tend to draw the hot ladies.
So, sure.
So why are you single, Clara? What's going on?
Well, nursing school took up just every second of my time for like a year.
Yeah.
But now I'm done, and I am, in fact, ready to mingle.
All right. I'm vouching.
I think you should.
She's on my list.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, Clara. Let's try John. He is 25 and on line 3. Call on the Kevin Devine Show about Friday night. Kevin Devine, last call, singles party. Hey, John. Tell us about you.
Hey, guys. I'm 25 years old. I work in the IT industry. On the side, I play the saxophone and the piano. Just like to go out with my friends and karaoke on the weekends and just have a good time.
So you got computers and reading and sax playing. You sound like a winner. I'll tell ya, you sound like somebody all the ladies will be falling over themselves to beat.
Our phone screener does say that you like to read. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Just kind of hit everything all over the place.
Yeah, don't tell
There's
anyone.
There's nothing wrong with reading.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not sexy.
No, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with reading, but don't tell people
right,
that.
Right.
And there's also nothing wrong with being proficient on a couple of musical instruments. In fact, I'm jealous of that. It's just sax and piano. I don't know. Ladies, help me out here. Yeah. I mean, he's
sax
not calling
is
saying.
Cool,
is it?
He's not. Really?
It could be.
He's not going it on sounds, my. Here's what I know. He's not going on my list.
Okay, John, help
he
me
sounds
out
like
here.
He sounds like a band geek to me. That's my fear. Because, and I know that there are sax players who are nice people, but it's not playing the guitar. That's for sure.
Here's the thing. Sax is cool if you wear a fedora and you're a black guy and you're in a jazz band. Sax is not cool if you're this guy who learned how to play in the high school marching band.
All right, so you're not
going
on
the
binge list.
I recently bought a fedora.
Okay.
Did you? Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if that helps. I'm not black, but I have a fedora, so I'm halfway there, I suppose.
That is halfway there.
Can you get black between now and Friday? That's the look. I'm picturing, although you're hanging with us, you got a good personality.
He has a good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor. In my mind, I'm picturing Kenny G, and it's killing it for me.
Yeah. Did you learn how to play sax in the mean streets of Chicago, or did you learn how to play in, you know, like your high school band class?
No, a couple of friends and I made a little jazz band. We would play around Burbank.
Liar. Okay, Lisa, yes or no? Is he going on your list?
I can't do it.
John. What was it, Lisa? Was it the sax? Was it likes to read?
It's your hate for me.
Really?
I did it. Yeah. I couldn't take your hate.
That's true.
All right. We are out of time for more calls on the air, but please, those of you who are on the line right now, Nate and V and Cody, Emily, Karen, you hang on. We'll talk to you off the air, and we'll continue to take calls throughout the show, and you can also email us. You can get those addresses at kevinandme.com.
But V is a federal agent. I don't think – do we want – is that what we're looking for?
We let those guys in sometimes, as long as they promise to be cool.
Yeah.
That's even better.
All right.
And she's a snowboarder, Kevin, so now what do you do? You're afraid of her because she's the fuzz,
right.
But she's also a snowboarder. You love snowboarders, so you got some decisions to make.
Come on, Bean. 1974 called. They want that back. 106.7 K-Rock is
K-R-O-Q,
and it is 6:58.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, although I'm not sure why.
Because it's better than working here. That's why.
They got to listen to Green Day. We had to listen to the conversation
that was
going on in this room.
Listening to the show is a lot better than being here.
Yeah.
But why try to get Lisa to put her dogs down, though? That's
because
the part I don't
horrible.
Understand. They're not horrible.
I
they're
deal with them.
Tortured, diseased, wrong-headed, deformed animals.
Right, but not everybody goes to Puppy Lake just because they get a little sick or a little senile.
No, that's not a little sick. Yeah. You got one that's banging its head into walls and light posts. One, she's got to express its anal glands every day. And the other one is an example of coprophilia.
You'll have to look that up.
Look it up.
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. Yeah. All right. Let's move on from that, shall we?
Yes, it's possible.
I'd like to. Yes, but then the other guy sent me emails of the world's largest dog.
Yeah, that was Bean.
That's a big.
I don't care who sent me an email.
That's a big dog.
It's the world's largest dog. I don't care.
It's a big dog.
All right, it's big.
Ralph, I was yelling at them for about 2 minutes before you came in about this particular
topic.
Got
in the other room. I started throwing stuff. Usually, if you're out of earshot from Bean, you can avoid thanks for that info, Bean. But now he's sending it through the emails.
I'm saying that's a big dog. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's move on. What's going on in Hollywood?
I hate you so much.
Why do you hate me? Because I try to entertain you with something that's
not entertaining. Not even a little bit.
It's the world's largest dog. How do you not want to see that?
Hey, Attack, guess what, douchebag? You know what was unveiled this morning? The cover of the 2010 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Well, that's good,
this
too.
This picture's been all over the internet. I didn't see it till just now.
No.
Why did you send me this picture instead of the world's largest dog?
Because he's Bean.
Send me Brooklyn Decker topless on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Nothing wrong with that. There's room in the world for both to exist. That's what I'm saying.
But if both exist, and you have to make a decision which one to send first, and you want to be entertaining, err on the side of that one.
I feel it's the world's largest dog.
Yeah, Brooklyn Decker was on the David Letterman show last night announcing, you don't get the bell or nothing.
She's gorgeous. I'm looking at the picture right now.
The world's largest dog was on the cover. It was on David Letterman last night. Then you could ring the bell. She is the award winner of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover, which is a big deal for those models.
And absolutely.
She's very pleased to get it. The 22-year-old model.
Yeah.
Is, of course, also husband, or wife rather, to tennis star Andy Roddick.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which is nice. So she's got that going for her. Barbara Streisand may be a lot of things, but apparently greedy isn't one of them. She was offered $100 million this week to do a 3-year deal on the Vegas Strip, a Celine Dion, Elton John sort of deal where she performs 4 nights a week, 5 nights a week, whatever it is, at one of the casinos in Vegas for 3 years. A sit-down,
how much?
They call it. $100 million.
At what point do you look at that offer and go, you know what? I'm going to pass.
She doesn't
she's got
need
a ton
it.
Of money.
Yeah, she's probably got $100 million. So.
But even if you have $100 million, another $100 million for 3 years' work?
Seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot. I agree with Kevin.
I would do it for less. That's what I'm saying.
You would?
I would do it for less, yes.
Apparently she passed, said she's not interested. She has been semi-retired for some time now.
Yeah, she doesn't sing much at all anymore.
But she said what she'd like to do this summer is to do a small national tour, just go around to different cities and see her fans and do a small tour this summer and then go eat again.
Now, she's one of those performers, there's almost no limit to how many tickets she could sell, right? If they were available.
Yeah. If she did do a sit-down in Vegas, she could sell out every show for 3 years easily.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
So I can see why a hotel would offer her that deal, but I was interested to hear that she passed.
$100 million? Nah.
It's not a lot of artists still today who could do that.
Her and Weird Al pretty much come to mind.
Who could get that kind of draw. Maybe the world's largest dog. Maybe Caesars just put the world's largest dog on stage and just sell that out every night. Look how big it is.
It's a big dog.
I'm not interested in the world's largest anything. Just for future reference, world's smallest anything, world's largest anything. Both of those categories, you can just take me off the email list.
Those are the heaven category for being.
I know. Favorite things ever.
That's
look
his
at
wheelhouse.
The smallest thimble. Oh, look how small that thimble is. I don't know anyone with a thumb that small. Who's wearing that thimble? I don't need that email either.
I don't send you very many things, but as a dog owner, I thought you would particularly find this interesting because you have a dog and you know what it's like to have a dog.
I love my dog.
Imagine having this dog. No, imagine you can't get this dog in your car.
Understand something. You thought wrong. So correct that action.
A couple years ago, Ralph, I went to the world's largest collection of the world's smallest replicas of the world's largest things. I didn't send you a copy of that picture. I save it for when I think you'll be interested in, like in the case of the world's largest dog.
Bean and I, at some point, were traveling through Texas, and we had to go see the world's largest pecan, because he insisted. Yeah. And it's not a pecan. It's made out of cement. So I was like, how is this the world's largest pecan? It's in the shape of a pecan, but it's cement.
Right.
So he made us go look at it. I was like, okay, this is sure.
How did you not beat him to death with the world's largest pecan?
If I recall correctly, he made me go twice. Or you went twice? What was the story, Dean?
Well, I've been four times. I don't know how many times you've been. But yeah, I think you and I just went one time. Because it was only like 90 miles out of our way to go see it.
90
so
miles.
It was worth it.
World's largest pecan. That's not a pecan.
Oh,
it was cement. That happened.
I'm going to take the world's largest dog to the world's largest pecan. That's what I'm going to do.
You are lucky you're still alive.
I hope he goes for your throat when he gets there and realizes you've taken him 90 miles out of his way to see a cement pecan. And has Lisa's dogs for dessert. Today's celebrity birthday is Joe Pesci, 67 years old today. Actress Mia Farrow is 65 years old. Chad Wolf of Carolina Liner is 34. Zizi Zhang.
Hey, Gong Dai.
Hey! Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is 31 years old today. And David Gallagher, actor from Seventh Heaven and other projects, is 25 years old. And Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Of course, the Winter Olympics start this Friday. We got a couple of angles for you on today's show, including the leader of the Canadian hockey team. He also plays for the Anaheim Ducks, of course. Scott Niedermeyer joins us next hour. And believe it or not, there is controversy about the Sports Illustrated cover, the one right before the swimsuit issue with the Olympic skier that with her ass up, facing the snow. People are complaining that it's too sexual, and we'll get into that coming up a little bit later on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show right now. Ralph Garman joins us with something of great concern to him, it sounds like.
Go ahead. It's not of great concern. I can't explain it. It's inexplicable. And it's something that...
just say it. Blurt it out.
You have a problem and you need to admit it.
There's been a lot of talk about Lady Gaga recently because of her performance on the Grammy, and she's been on television a bunch. And everyone says how ugly she is and repulsive and stuff, and yet I find her attractive. I find myself attracted to her. Now, not in the way that I find, you know, like Katy Perry attractive or any of like my major crushes, but when she performs, there's something about Lady Gaga that I find intriguing and attractive. I am not repulsed the way everyone else is. And yet I can't explain why I'm attracted to her. Maybe it's her style of performing or the energy she brings or something. I recognize she's not a great beauty by any stretch of the imagination.
Understatement.
I'd be hard-pressed to defend my feelings and to be able to explain to someone else or try to convince someone else that they should be attracted to her. And yet I am attracted to her nonetheless.
She is very plain, right? I mean, physically, to look at her, she's a very, very plain woman.
It's hard to
tell.
She's not even above average. Because she's a chameleon. She changes her looks sometimes four or five times a show.
Yeah.
You know why? Cover up what's there.
Look, that's very possible. But she's got something going on. I don't know what it is. She's got some quality that I find myself attracted to when I watch her perform.
Now, I've seen her just made up like a regular person. She did an interview recently with Barbara Walters where she just, I mean, she didn't look like a crazy rock star freak. She just looked like a regular person in there for an interview. And she's, right. As I said, she's a very plain person. But she is a very talented and interesting person. And there is something there that turns people on, I think. Mm. I think some of it is what she's bringing artistically. Makes you a little bit excited.
That may be. It may be just her confidence on stage or her shtick or whatever she's got going on or her level of musical talent. I can't put my finger on it, but when I watch her, I do feel attracted to her. I feel a sexual pull there.
We're going to take your calls 1-800-520-1067. Attractions that you have to defend, it seems like.
Yeah.
So
I was explaining to the guys, I said we should open the phone lines and see if there's other people out there who have other attractions to people that in general are considered not attractive, are not sexy or, you know, not that good looking, and yet somehow, for some reason, you still find yourself drawn to those people. There must be other people out there like that, right?
Oh, I'm sure there are. Absolutely. 1-800-520-1067. If you've got one that you have trouble defending why you're attracted to that person, but and people around you don't understand it.
Like,
but
my wife must go through that, I think, every day. She must find herself compelled to try to explain why she's attracted to me.
Hey,
friends are like, what are you
exactly
doing?
That's what I'm saying.
What about former Miss Double December of the Kevin and Bean Show, Yasmin? What about what is going on in her life? She's been dating Dave for 2 years, for God's sakes.
That is inexplicable.
Here's something else about Lady Gaga that I'm sure you thought of, Ralph, in that you're a guy who's got a lot of experience with ladies and you've tried a lot of different stuff. And you must look at Lady Gaga and see how much energy she puts into her stage show, how much creativity she shows with what she puts out there on stage, and think, she's a hellcat in the bedroom. I mean, that is a woman who is not just having regular, ordinary sex.
Yeah, that's possible. Maybe I do get that vibe from her, too, when I see her in her bondage gear and her ball gags, yeah, swinging a mace or whatever she's got going, or a whip on stage or something.
Ryan, you think that's the deal, too, huh?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, you look at her perform and stuff, and you see all the dramatization and everything. You know she's going to wreck that in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
but aren't there...
You got to bring that.
Aren't there non-ugly people that will also wreck it in the bedroom?
What's that now?
Aren't there other women in the world that can wreck it in the bedroom but aren't ugly?
Yeah, but at the same time, she's also got, like, that attractiveness because she's, like, kind of big right now. You know, so you're like...
Oh, hey. I think fame absolutely plays a part in it. I don't think, Ralph, you would give her a second look if she were playing at a bar on, you know, Melrose Avenue. But the fact that she's freaking Lady Gaga, I think that has to... That's got to up the ante a little bit for you.
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose that white-hot attention she's getting right now makes it that much more interesting. Although I have fallen in love with more people on stage. Like, I'll go see a show or something, and I'll pick a dancer out of a chorus line, or I'll see someone who stands out in a you know, a theatrical production or on TV show or something. I'll go,
right.
Wow. Sometimes talent can be a real turn-on for me. That's
okay. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. By the way, I disagree with Kevin. I don't think Lady Gaga is ugly. I just think she's really average.
She's not great-looking, that's for
no.
sure.
No, she's not great-looking, but ugly? Would
yeah.
you go as far as ugly?
Yeah, I'd go ugly.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Who are you attracted to? You're not exactly sure why. Your friends are baffled. Let's talk to Michael. He's got an interesting choice. He's on line 5 calling the Kevin and Bean Show today. Hey, Michael, thanks for dialing in. Who are you talking about?
Talking about Khloe Kardashian.
Oh.
Really?
Out of all the Kardashians?
You know, they're all cute, but Khloe, she's a big Amazon woman. She's not fat, and she does got a big booty.
Yes, she does.
but if you're in the Kardashian family, I think what Kevin is saying, how do you choose Khloe? How are you not into Kourtney or into Kim?
Kim likes black guys and Kourtney's pregnant.
All right. Okay. So, all right.
She doesn't like black guys?
Yeah, what about Khloe? She about married Lamar? A black guy.
I don't know, man. Khloe
right.
Kardashian, dude.
All you right. can't explain
that's
it.
That's by definition, it's hard to explain.
That's
but
what we're looking
he's
for.
He's got the hots for Khloe.
Wow. Mine is Karen O from the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs.
Yeah?
Oh, okay.
She has a lot of sexual energy on stage, certainly.
And
not,
but
and
she
not
sure
pretty.
Doesn't look like your typical.
No, she doesn't.
She is
not. I'm pretty much aware that if she walked into a bar and was not the lead singer of the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs, she was.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have something for her. But when she, like, I think Rob pointed out, talent does something. When I see her on stage when I'm in a Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs concert, there's something about her. I just really get a charge.
Get a charge.
Well,
yeah, performances, I think, can make a difference, too, when you watch somebody perform. It really,
sure.
There's a certain sexiness that comes with just getting up on stage and just doing your thing.
Kevin, I doubt very seriously that you have a person that's less than perfect that you're attracted to, because I know how you are.
I don't know any.
Kevin is pretty much surface only.
Surface only.
How dare you all.
It's true. You are a surface guy when it comes to this particular area.
There are a lot of people on hold. They have some
you have
very
a, you have an extremely narrow view of beauty, I think, is what we're suggesting here.
And by the way, if there was a shallow army, you would right. be the flag bearer in front as they went into battle.
I am not arguing with you.
I also noticed that no one has asked me for my list.
Well, because your whole life is filled with them.
Every woman you're attracted to is like that. You put them on a pedestal as being the most beautiful, and sometimes they're cute, sometimes they're pretty, but they're never as good as you think.
Betty White's my favorite golden girl. She's so hot.
Betty White is so hot.
Let's leave you out of this.
We don't have time for your list.
We're talking about people who are in society that have friends and stuff like
right.
that.
Yeah. Everybody, hang on. We're going to get to your calls in a minute. 1-800-520-1067. The Lady Gaga factor. That's what we're looking for. Your call's coming up on the Kevin and Bean. Interesting topic on the Kevin and Bean show right now. Ralph came in and confessed that he finds Lady Gaga attractive,
yeah.
which befuddled us. But that kind of got us on the path of women, or I guess men, if you're a woman that you find attractive and you're not really sure why, because they're not really your type or they're not the type of person your friends find attractive. Gina is a great example, by the way. She writes in, as strange as this sounds, I find Kevin Smith incredibly sexy. Yeah, he's not what you consider a looker, but his sense of humor, his incredible wit are so attractive to me, it's hard for me to think of anything but. In fact, he's number one on my list of the 5 celebrities that I can sleep with. How
me
about
too.
That?
Me
Smith,
too.
Smith gets that a lot.
Yeah.
From
really?
Who are yeah, he's got a lot of groupies who think he's just a cuddly teddy bear and they just want to do him.
Let's go to Annie. Hi, Annie.
Good morning.
Who do you find attractive that your friends have trouble seeing?
Oh, from my entire life, John Goodman.
What a hot piece of man.
From Roseanne?
John Goodman.
He's morbidly obese.
Yeah, he's like 400 pounds.
He does that cute little knee shake and those squinty eyes.
His knees are shaking because they can't support his weight.
he used to only be 250.
But he's so hot right
and
now.
And his eyes are squinting because they can't support his forehead.
Okay, Annie, would you have sex with John Goodman if you could?
Yes, and I believe that my husband would let me because he knows that I love John Goodman that much.
He should let you because if John gets on top, you're a goner.
Maybe, but I think it might be worth it to go out that way.
Wow, Annie, you got it bad.
You have problems.
Thank you for the call.
That's perfect.
That's crazy. Let's try Jake on line two, please. This is an interesting, controversial choice. Hi, Jake. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi,
Jake. Who are you attracted to that your friends don't see how?
Well, this is going to spark a lot of controversy with you guys, and you're going to think it's a joke, but it's not. Rachel Ray.
Wow.
Wow.
I do know there are people out there who think she's sexy.
I kind of think Rachel Ray is attractive.
You do?
Yeah.
But everybody that finds her attractive, Jake, Ralph, sound down, right?
I mean, sound down, totally.
Isn't it when she talks, don't you go, I'm out?
I think she's kind of cute and perky.
Really?
Yeah, I'd never say this around Omar.
No, Omar.
Kill me.
He may run in here and kill you.
Omar's going to track down Jake and kill him.
Thank you very much for the call. By the way, Brittany writes in, guys, I can't explain it. I understand he's nowhere close to being even somewhat attractive. I don't understand it myself, but Marilyn Manson is sexy to Brittany.
All right.
Wow.
Don't know where to go with that. Okay. Let's go to Leo. Hi, Leo.
Hi, how are you guys?
This is a strange one. Who are you attracted to?
I have always, since I've been 14 years old, been in love with Beavis.
Beavis from Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. If I was a cartoon, I would totally have sex with him.
All right. That'd be another topic.
If I was a cartoon.
Cartoons you'd like to bang. I have a question. Kevin, which Beavis do you think she might be talking about?
Well,
you asked her to clarify that it was Beavis from Beavis and Butthead.
it's hard to believe anyone would be attracted to that because he's not meant to be attractive. Even as a cartoon, he's ugly.
Very, very sexy. And aside from that, he's a simple man. He says simple things. He rarely speaks. And when he told something, he generally goes along with it.
All right. Take it easy.
Okay. All right. Good luck. I hope you two are very happy together.
Wow.
All right. Let's talk to Micah on line six. Micah has a crush on someone that I also find super attractive. I want to know what you guys think. Hi, Micah. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi.
The person who I have had a huge crush on since she's been out in the scene is Kristen Wiig. And I think it's mostly because...
Who's Kristen Wiig?
Saturday Night Live.
She's a Saturday Night Live. When I first fell in love with her, it was... She was the snotty executive on Knocked Up. But anyway.
Oh, right.
I just find her to be, like, hysterical. And
she is funny.
You know,
funny's a whole other angle. Funny is people find, you know, other people attractive because they're funny a lot.
I'll tell you something. I worked with Kristen on Joe Schmo 1, the first Joe Schmo. She played Dr. Pat, the therapist who falls in love with the douchebag in the cast. And everybody, all the guys in the cast had a crush on
Really?
Kristen. Yeah, because she was that smart and funny and adorable that we all sort of had a crush on her.
I think she's super cute, too, though, Ralph. Don't you think she's attractive as well?
Yeah, and she can certainly play that up, too. When they doll her up, she really is.
Yeah. I just saw the Jason Bateman movie Extract over the weekend for the first time. I missed it in theaters, and she plays Jason Bateman's wife in that film, and she's very sexy. Very sexy.
Kevin, you may remember from Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Yes.
She played Dewey's first wife, who had all those kids with her and Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Sure. All right. Albert. Hi. Albert.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
This is, I don't know why she's not attractive. She's nothing, but for a reason I like Snooki.
Snooki.
Yes.
That's not possible.
Snooki. We've got Snooki.
Come on.
Albert, she looks like an Oompa Loompa.
She's like
5 feet tall, and she's orange, and she's fat. What is it you think you like about her?
Gone, hung up.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Robin.
He had to go kill himself.
As this one is the strangest one on hold, even more than Beavis and Butthead. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
You're
Robin,
attracted.
What do you got?
You're attracted to
Osama bin Laden.
Okay, seriously.
I'm not proud of it. I do not. I don't think Satan He's not on my wall. He's not my screensaver. But when it all went down, the first thought I had was, wow, he's got really nice eyes.
Oh, my God.
It's not. I'm not proud of this. It's not a good
You
day.
Shouldn't be proud of it. You shouldn't say it out loud.
Listen. This is the first. You're the first people I've told.
He hasn't showered in 20 years.
No, I'm not going to do the man. I just thought he was kind of cute.
Robin, do you write guys in prison? Do you have prison pen pals?
No.
Good call.
I've been married for 10 years. I don't even think I've told my husband.
You better not.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
You know how we always say, you know, sometimes the personality and the sense of humor goes a long way?
I guess he doesn't look as evil as you think he should, given what he's done. Right.
Okay, but that's different from attracted to.
Well,
think about it. Shave the hair, spike it, shave the beard, spike the hair a little. He's kind of good looking.
She can make him over.
Yeah, there's some makeover.
What is if you know the person I'm talking about? What did you think of the Emperor in Star Wars? Was he hot too?
No.
Oh
no.
Yeah, you're offended by that.
No, she likes a big beard that smells like couscous.
No, I'm not into glowing eyes and pasty skin.
Okay.
You're into skin if you're into Osama bin Laden.
Robin, we are notifying the authorities. I hope you don't mind.
Bye now. Look how big this dog is. This dog is on the dude's couch. It's like 7 feet long. It's crazy, this dog.
Did you see the cat?
Stop it.
Well, that looks Photoshopped.
It does look Photoshopped.
It does look Photoshopped.
You guys get Sports Illustrated?
No.
I pick it up on the newsstand from time to time. I do not subscribe, no.
They just had an Olympic preview, which is the one, I think, before the bathing suit issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it has Lindsey Vonn, America's best woman skier ever, on the cover.
I like her. I like her very much.
She's very hot. And she's skiing downhill, but she's turning and looking at the camera.
Okay.
And my first thought was, wow, she's in a great position. That was my first thought. But I thought I was alone.
She's all crouched down,
yeah,
right?
I thought I was alone. And
she's ass up facing the snow, right?
Pretty
That's
much.
The position we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. And I just, you know, just wrote it off as me being me and just moved on. But apparently, it is causing some controversy. People are now complaining that it's a little too sexualized.
But isn't she in a ski outfit, on skis, on a mountain? It's not like she's recreating this pose that she uses while skiing in a bikini or something, right? I mean, she's not actually skiing. It's obviously posed for the camera, but it is simulating her sport.
Yeah, going
downhill.
Something
that she would do in her sport. Okay.
Right.
So it seems like people can complain about anything. So we thought, let's find out more what the possible controversy can be over this Sports Illustrated cover. And we asked producer Alex to line somebody up. And I guess we have Mr. Leonard Cole on the phone. Leonard is with an organization called FACT, F-A-C-T. Leonard, is that right? What's that stand for,
it's
sir?
The FACT, F-A-T.
F-A-T.
F-A-C.
C.
God damn it, C.
All right. What? I thought you said FAT.
The Family Action Coalition.
Okay, F-A-C.
FACT.
Okay, FACT.
FACT.
Well, that's a bad name.
We are the FACTers.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So did we correctly summarize what the complaint is over the Sports Illustrated cover?
Absolutely, yes.
Just
Dr.
too
Nicole
sexual?
Lavoie was the woman who brought this to our attention.
Mm-hmm.
She is with WomenTalkSports.com, and she's absolutely correct. It is overly sexual, and we have been saying this for some time.
Isn't it possible that she's just super hot, and the fact that she's hot and in that position just means people...
That she's in a skin-tight Lycra leotard bending over with her ass in the air?
Right, but
that's how they ski. That's
how they
wear.
Ski. That's what they do.
Okay. Well, how about the fact that she's going down? Going
down.
Is on that cover.
Right,
because they start at the top of a mountain and they ski down. They use gravity to ski toward the base of the mountain.
Uh-huh. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
That's how they do.
How about the fact she's got a pole in each hand? She's taking two poles in her hands.
She's a skier.
Skiers
have poles.
Yeah, they sure do. On this cover, they sure do, that's for sure.
Wow.
This is just further proof of what we've been saying for some time, which is that the Olympics should be discontinued completely due to their overt sexualization and perversion.
What are you talking about?
We say discontinue these so-called Olympics.
All of them?
And their so-called sports that they show that are way too sexualized.
How are they so-called Olympics and so-called sports? I think both of those are pretty established as being real things.
Uh-huh. These current winter sports that they're going to be held in the Olympics. In Vancouver, by the way.
Right.
Hi, gay city, Vancouver.
What are you talking about?
Oh, loaded with gays, Vancouver.
Okay.
First of all, these sports that they'll be featuring. Ice dancing? Hello?
hi, hi, let's get married in Maine or Vermont or wherever they get married.
Wow.
Come on.
Really?
Bobsled. How about the bobsled?
What about
it? Oh, I'll tell you what, let's get in some skin-tight Liker outfits, and then you jump in behind me in a little tiny little motor car, and we'll go downhill, and you just bump your uglies up against my buttocks.
Is it possible that you're seeing things that others aren't?
How about the skeleton? The skeleton.
That's where they lay on their back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are skeletons made out of? Bones. Yeah. Let's bone. What do you say? Let's bone and skeleton.
That's ridiculous.
How about the splooge? The splooge
it's
run
called
where
the
they
luge.
Go to... What?
Luge.
All right, I'm going to mark that one off.
That's not the correct word.
How about biathlon? How about the biathlon? Listen, I don't care who you sleep with, but I don't want my kids watching it.
Oh, no,
some big event where they all come out and they carry flags and then, let's all get bi. Woo-hoo!
No, Leonard, it's not that. It doesn't mean bisexual. It means there's two different events. There's skiing and shooting. That's why they call it that. That's
the bi. Shooting. Oh, right. I see how you roll.
What are you talking about?
They shoot a gun. That's what part of the Olympic
sport.
Oh, a gun.
Yeah, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Look, these are the sports. Some of these sports have been in existence for hundreds of years. Nobody's making them up to sexualize the world.
Yeah, it goes all the way back to the ancient Greeks, doesn't it? The ancient Greeks. You know how you separate Greeks, don't you? With a crowbar.
Okay.
Hold on, let me try that again. You know how you separate the men from the boys in Greece? With a crowbar.
Much better. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:57.
Yaman!
Go! You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Hey, we'll talk to an actual actual Olympic athlete, this time skating for the enemy, Canada.
Boo.
Communists.
Scott Niedermeyer from the Anaheim Ducks joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. And more tickets to the Kevin and Bean Last Call singles party before the end of the program. Too. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Niedermeyer and Marmalade and the rest of the Hitler Youth.
I don't think that's the same thing.
I want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow night, Adam Carolla.
Funny man
Adam Carolla will be performing at the Improv in Ontario, California tomorrow night. I think the 8 o'clock show is already sold out. There's a second show that's been added, the 10 o'clock show. I will be performing alongside Adam during both of those shows as well. And the Dan Band's going to be there. And Jeffrey Ross, funny guy from Comedy Central, he's going to be there. So if you're anywhere near Ontario, California tomorrow night, you should come by. You should get tickets.
That's a great lineup. 10 o'clock show is always better, too, because you've been drinking.
That's what I'm saying. That's the drunk show. That's right. What people keep asking. Are there going to be two shows? Will you be drinking a lot? I was like, yes, I will be drinking a lot. And I will be drunk at the 10 o'clock
show. You don't have to ask Ralph that, really. That's a given.
Yeah.
Ralph, what time will you get home Thursday night, bearing in mind that you have to be at work at 5 freaking a.m. on Friday?
Second show's at 10. I will be done by around midnight.
Okay.
Probably will hang out a little bit after the show.
Two or three?
I'll probably roll in around 1 Thursday morning and then here bright and early at 5 o'clock.
All right. Looking forward to that.
So make sure you listen to the Thursday morning show as well, because that'll be a treat.
Yeah.
So you can go to improv.com or adamcarolla.com. For details and to purchase your tickets, either of those websites will work out for you. But come out and join us, because really, we've been doing this a bunch, and they're really, really fun, and people seem to like them. So we're doing more of them, and I hope you'll come out. All right. This is a bad idea. You know Mamma Mia?
Yes.
Yeah, the movie?
And the Broadway show. A huge success based on the smash hits of the legendary group ABBA, which may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I think... to this day, are still the most successful band in the world.
It's crazy.
In terms of record sales.
Bean knows. Bean?
I believe that's accurate. Yes, I think they've sold more records than any other recording act ever.
Yeah. So, that show was a big hit, and the movie was a big hit. It made $600 million, the Mamma Mia movie with Meryl Streep. Apparently, they've got a sequel in the works. Here's the problem. They're out of ABBA songs.
Oh. Well, how do you do a sequel, then?
Because they're going to go back to the two guys who wrote all the songs for ABBA. And have them write all new original songs for the sequel.
Will they do that?
Yes, they're already in the works. They're doing it.
This is from the first one.
Is this actual? This is Meryl Streep, I think, singing.
Meryl Streep,
it?
Yes. Yeah. It'd be better if this wasn't a long, long intro.
That's okay. There's a chance to talk more about the fact that Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan starred in Mamma Mia, the original film, smash hit.
Take it if you know it.
Come on. Wing, come on. Wing should star in the
she
sequel.
She should star in it.
Oh, my God. So, Benny and Bjorn, the two guys from ABBA, the two Bs from ABBA, Are getting back together again to write some new music for the Mamma Mia sequel called Papa Mia, I guess.
But was it part, I didn't see the movie or the stage show, but was it part of the attraction of that, that people had warm, fuzzy feelings for those ABBA songs
that
they
the
liked?
That was the only attraction for that.
That was it.
If you saw the Broadway show, and I did because my buddy was in it in New York, I went several times to see him in it. It's not a good show.
It's not.
At all.
No.
The story's bad. Bad.
They convolute it to put these songs in.
Right. So I'm sure your buddy was fine.
He was fine.
Yeah.
And the show was entertaining. Don't be wrong. I enjoyed the show. But the enjoyment comes from the fact, like, you know all these old hits, and it's, like, fun. It's like going to see really good karaoke or something.
Maybe they'll make it a good show this time.
Well, we'll have to
wait. Crazy.
Speaking of music and questionable decisions, the White Stripes are not happy with the United States Air Force.
Why not?
Well, yeah, why not? That's a good question.
Did you see the Air Force Reserve commercial that was launched during the Super Bowl?
I don't remember that.
It's a 30-second ad that featured an instrumental re-recording of the White Stripes hit Fell in Love with a Girl, set against footage of extreme sports.
Okay.
It's a recruitment video, basically, is what it was.
Yeah.
And the White Stripes were not pleased. On their website,
they didn't get asked
you can read it today. No, they were not asked.
Or paid.
White Stripes take strong insult and objection to the Air Force Reserve presenting this advertisement with the implication that we licensed one of our songs to encourage recruitment during a war that we do not support, says Jack. He goes on to say, the White Stripes support this nation's military at home and during times when our country needs and depends on them, but they wish to distance themselves from the current conflict and wish for a speedy and safe return home for our troops, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
There it is.
The White Stripes plan to take immediate action to stop the ad campaign and want their fans to understand in no way did they grant permission to the Air Force to use their song in that commercial. So looks like there's going to be some legal wrangling going on between the Air Force and Jack White.
You would think that someone in the government would go, hey, you can't just steal somebody's music for a commercial and put it on the Super Bowl.
We're the government.
Sure, there's that.
You know what they're going to do now? They're going to bomb his house. They're going to bomb Jack White's house. The Air Force is going to strafe his house.
There's no question he'll get audited. I put both of those videos up at kevinandbean.com yesterday, by the way. If folks want to see the original White Stripes song and see what the Air Force did with it, too, and you'll see why Jack is so pissed.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
And speaking of Super Bowl... Largest TV audience in American history watched the Super Bowl on Sunday. 106.5 million people, according to Nielsen.
What was the other record, the last record?
Last record was the final episode of MASH.
And what was the number of that?
MASH drew, 26 years ago, drew 105.9 million viewers.
Wow.
Whoa! For its 1983 season series finale.
So this beat it, but barely.
Yeah, wow.
But still, I agree.
As Bean mentioned earlier this morning, there was thought that no one would ever top that number, that it would be forever the most watched television.
Well, there's so many more choices now. That makes sense.
Yeah, but people were fascinated by this Super Bowl, so they tuned in.
You think it was the Who?
That's what I think it was.
Do we have accurate numbers of halftime viewing?
I think it was Who's Left.
It's weird. Halftime, zero people watching, which is unusual. You wouldn't expect everyone
out
to be.
Out here in the fields. Hey, Roger, if you can't sing the notes anymore, don't sing them. Then.
Ooh, that was boring.
Go away.
We won't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not good.
Neither was Roger Daltrey's belly.
It's only teenage. Instead of going up, Daltrey would like pick the next octave lower of the note and stuff. It was all just very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Joe Pesci. He's 67 years old today. Pesci.
Asshole.
Oh, come on. Come on, Mel. You worked with him in Lethal Weapon 2 and 3. You guys should be buddies. Hey, F you with the drive-thru. Remember him Pesci in the back seat of that car? It's good stuff.
He's the best.
Mia Farrow, 65 years old today. Xixi Zhang.
Hey!
From Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon celebrates her 31st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
My man Bean is an encyclopedia of everything he has ever read in his life. Somehow he has access to it.
His memory's amazing.
It's the exact opposite of me. I have access to nothing. Yeah. He has access to everything.
Bean knows it all.
He knows it all. Bean is a know-it-all.
Bean's a know-it-all. He likes to comment on every little thing. And no one cares. Bean's a know-it-all. Shut the F up. We don't care.
I like to stay current.
All right, let's
thank the Beatles for making that song for us. What's this about? What's going on now? What new thing have you found to complain about?
You're this isn't thanks for that info, Bean.
No.
This isn't would you like to take that back, Bean?
No. Nope.
What's this?
This is different because this is a topic that is brought up on the show, and then you have access to the information. Even talking about that topic, no one cares, and yet you're willing to share it with everyone. If you know something, you cannot keep it to yourself.
He's got a compulsion. If he has any information about something, he must say it, whether it adds to the conversation or not, whether it helps entertain or not, he must say it.
Boy, now, is that not true. If you guys knew the filter that I put on, wow. This very strenuous,
hard to believe there's a filter.
There is zero filter.
Absolutely. There's so much stuff I could talk about that I don't talk about things we discuss on this program. But what are you talking about? What kinds of things are you talking about?
Most of the time, it's during Ralph Showbiz.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Ralph picks stories based on if he can make them funny, we can make a joke, whatever, lighthearted, move on to the next story. Bean has to fill in a lot of blanks that nobody's asking for. The first one, Ralph was talking about Bob Uecker.
That's right.
And the conversation turned and turned.
Which
and
was
then,
bad enough that I brought up Bob Uecker.
Right,
I apologize for that.
That's a bad choice to begin with.
Yes.
But then there's Bean with a lot of information at the end that no one needs.
And he had a long-running series of commercials for Miller Lite.
He was the dad on Mr. Belvedere.
He was the dad on Mr.
All
Belvedere.
Right, that I recognize.
Funny guy. He still does play-by-ball, I think, for some baseball
team. For
real?
Someplace.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. He's 75 years old today.
I think he's with the Brewers play-by-play organization.
There you go. He's with the Brewers. Bean knows where Bob Uecker is today.
Brewers. Well, I'm
Who
a baseball fan, first of all. And second of all, how is that? I mean, Ralph even brought up he does play-by-play for some organization.
That
if
was
somebody in, but if somebody in the room knows who he's calling for, it seems it's pertinent to the conversation to fill that in.
Here's what you should have thought. Wow, can't believe Ralph brought that up. That was terrible. I'm not going to add to it.
That's how you go.
Move that along.
So, Clyde,
I disagree on that.
So Clyde Tumbaugh.
Oh. The great American who discovered Pluto, yes.
This is some weird dude that Bean is obsessed with, and that's his blog.
The only American who discovered a planet.
Not a planet, but this is Ralph tossing him a bone, saying it's his birthday, and then Bean filling us in on all the details.
And Clyde Tumbaugh.
Yes!
Why would you bring that up?
That dude would have been 104 years old today.
His ashes are on the way to Pluto right now. They're in space, heading toward Pluto on their 9.5-year mission.
Oh, my God.
Asshole.
Again, it's not relevant.
It's not enough that I threw you the bone of giving that guy a birthday wish. He's dead. First of all, I don't do dead people. I did it just for you because I know you had this weird obsession with this guy. Isn't that enough for you to say thank you and just keep things moving?
Let me tell you about his ashes right now.
Do we have to get the ash story really jammed up our ashes?
And do you know how many years it's going to take for it to get there? 9.5.
I'd be willing to bet that there are people out there who found that interesting.
Nope.
How much would you be willing to bet?
Ralph was talking about the band Boston and how there's a fake Boston.
Fake Boston's making money off their name. Remember the band Boston?
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. Apparently there is a fake Boston band going around the country booking themselves as the original Boston.
Why don't you pick somebody that somebody wants to see?
It's also a little bit further complicated by the singer of Boston is dead. I mean, he committed suicide a couple of years ago. So, I mean, there's kind of a vacuum out there for... There isn't a Boston really anymore that's touring. Their only number one hit, Ralph, Amanda. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much information?
Well, I'm saying maybe the death of the lead singer. Okay. Fine. Don't need to know their number one hit. Don't need it. Don't really need that at all.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Ralph brought up Leif Garrett.
Leif Garrett.
Yeah. And, wow, is this unbelievable.
They searched him and found a bindle of heroin hidden in his shoe.
How old is he? Where was he from? What was he?
He was a pop star, teen idol in the early 80s, I guess.
Okay.
And he had a long history of drug problems. He was going into a courtroom for a drug charge, and they found drugs on him going into the court.
I bet he was still wearing a scarf on his head because he hadn't shown his head since he lost his hair about 25 years ago either.
How much do you know about Leif Garrett?
Well, you see him on TV from time to time. He's one of those guys who... just will not show that he's hairless.
Really? I mean, even that story where he's caught with drugs going into the courtroom.
No.
The good part of the story. No. It goes downhill.
We have
you're
to talk about the hair kerchief.
Not showing his hair.
Not enough information about Leif Garrett in that story. Not enough germane details. Had to go into hair.
But you know, guys.
For the last 25 years.
you know stars like that. I think Vince Neil is another one. You never, ever, Little Steven from the E Street Band, another guy. You never see his head because he's supposed to be wearing a kerchief.
The point of the
it's
story.
Just,
Not
but
the
it's
point.
It's so ridiculous and annoying. Come
but,
on.
But we had already peaked with got caught with drugs going into a court.
That was the
that
story.
Was the peak.
That was
really
it. The point.
So Ralph brings up Avatar and the record money that it's making.
It made $400 million worldwide in 1939. Now, if you adjust for inflation...
I'm sorry. Now he's talking about 1939.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind is the previous whatever, adjusting for inflation. And then Bean has these details on his tongue.
That would mean it made $6 billion. You know, take it for what it's worth. All but right. Congratulations to Avatar.
On that list, I heard Avatar is 26th right now, adjusted for inflation.
Wow, mm-hmm. You guys really...
Bean knows where it ranks. In the adjusted for inflation list.
That's correct.
Of movie making.
I like to stay current.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
And finally, Ralph brought up a story about a movie that was being shot by chimpanzees. They gave chimpanzees cameras.
Not interesting enough for Bean.
Right.
That story he had to add to it.
This is the world's first documentary shot entirely by chimpanzees.
Yeah!
They're the camera people?
Yes. I got me a monkey.
Yes.
I will tell you, from the clips that I have seen online, you are going to wish that they had given a Steadicam to those chimps.
That's what I was saying.
They're awfully shaky, the camera work.
From the clips you've already seen.
Of course,
that's
yes.
What you figured.
Yeah. Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
I like to stay current. But guys, if somebody, forget that we're on the radio, if somebody at a party says, yeah, I heard that the chimpanzees are making a movie, and somebody else at the party has seen the movie, wouldn't he naturally bring it up and go, yeah, I saw that, it's super shaky.
Depends
that
on what
just
it
makes
is.
So much sense. Doesn't it?
But
come
everyone
on.
At that party would walk away from that guy.
That's correct.
That's the thing.
We, that guy would be standing by himself in a second.
But you were discussing the chimps that made the movie.
Right,
how is it not relevant?
How is
it not relevant to weigh in on that,
right,
though, if
Bean.
I have additional information that's useful?
Bean, we had a conversation about that about a half hour before. You didn't know that, Ralph. I knew that. You know what I did? I said, oh, really? They have cameras? You play along. You don't
Kevin
have to.
Kevin was supporting the bit.
You don't
he was
have
supporting
to.
The showbiz beat bit.
From the clips I've seen, it's pretty shaky. I've seen clips.
Too much information and shit, man.
We call it the Kevin Bean Afro Line. Thanks to our friend Jimmy Kimmel for naming it all those years ago. And what it is an answering machine that you can pick up and dial us 24 hours a day at 323-520-10. Wait, I have the wrong number wrong.
Yes, you do.
What is the number?
It's 323-520-1067.
Nope,
that's the
request.
Oh, that's
we're
the
talking
request
about
line.
The Afro Line.
Yes.
Oh.
323-520-1067.
AFRO.
AFRO. AFRO. Okay.
Hence the name Afro.
What just happened? No, I knew the AFRO. I just couldn't figure out the second.
Oh, 520.
Three numbers.
All right. All right. Okay. We'll fix this in post. Pretend we just said it right.
Be the same as the toll-free number to call? 520?
So what I'm saying is if you know the number, since clearly I don't, go ahead and pick up the phone and give us a call. Leave a message. We play it back on the radio.
We've changed that number a lot. So in our defense, it's hard.
Oh, wait.
No, we
oh, wait. It's been the same since day one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
It's true,
wow.
Lisa says.
People try everything they can to hit on Lisa. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's this guy.
I got the fear. I got it all over my pants. Hey, Lisa, call me sometime, yeah?
Oh,
that is not sexy.
Hey, Lisa May, I just want to invite you on over to MySpace so I can Twitter your Yahoo until you Google over my Facebook. Later.
Does that work?
Icky but
pretty
clever.
Attractive offer.
Icky but clever.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I
better than the last
for
guy.
Clever, yeah.
All right. Bean went crazy talking about how much he hates ketchup, and that's what this call's about.
Bean, why do you hate Shaun White? I say that because I heard after his accident at the X Games, the flying tomato turned into ketchup. Ha!
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
You have been rejected, sir.
We have a listener that sent us a Wing song. Wing is doing Beat It.
Oh,
the great Michael Jackson song, Wing, doing Beat It.
Okay. I don't know that her songs translate over the phone. I think,
they do.
Best enjoyed in full stereophonic quality.
I love Wing, and I think I'm more to blame than Bean is. for this particular thing, so maybe this hatred is misplaced.
Shut up, Bean! I will pay you $7 not to call Wing every day. Oh my God. Just shut up. Shut up. Just go back in the hole. Shut up. Go play with your dogs and stand collection. Shut up, Bean. Do not call Wing again.
Hey, first of all, Wing rules. Second of all, get used to it.
There's a call on a day that it was raining, and this person wants to address the King of Mexico.
Yay, it's raining. Another day of hope. The day the King of Mexico will die on the road from not using his windshield wipers. Yay.
By the way, when that happens, and it will, we're going to feel bad to have lost the king because we're friends with him, but we're really going to, there's going to be some satisfaction in knowing that we were right and he was wrong on the whole windshield wiper thing, right?
It is going to be sweet justice.
That trumps friendship.
Sad,
exactly.
Sweet justice.
Right.
That's right.
Both will be true at the same time. I don't have the sports taste necessarily that everyone has.
Kevin loves soccer.
Right.
Well, you are practically a foreigner when it comes to soccer.
Hey, Kevin B and Lisa May. I was just curious on what happened to the whole let's all talk about Megan Fox bit. Because I was just in class with a dude, and he's working on a film that has Megan Fox, and I guess he saw her in the break room, and he looked at her. And since I got to look at the guy, it was kind of like I was looking at her, too.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
If we had more stories like that, we would continue the feature.
I don't mind trying to bring it back. I mean, it has been a while since we've done it. It's one of my favorites.
One of Bean's favorite songs is one of my least favorite songs, Wreck of the Evan Fitzgerald. It's just repetitive, horrible, and bad. But what do you do with this, Bean?
Some people like ketchup on their scrambled eggs. Some say that until lunch and dinner. I'll empty a bottle right down to the dregs. Ketchup is always a winner. It's good on French fries or some fried onion rings. It's good on a sirloin cheeseburger. Ketchup is tasty on so many things, unless you're a douche with Asperger's. Lisa May, hey, I'd like to ketchup. Never mind.
Yeah. I applaud his choice of songs to use for his parody, but he's still dead wrong. Ketchup is the worst ever condiment. But right. Nice try, sir.
I believe the number's 323-520-AFRO. I believe that's it.
Okay.
Give it a try, leave a message, and we'll play him back on the air.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, although I'm not sure why. More tickets for the Kevin and Bean Last Call Singles Party to get you hooked up just in time for Valentine's Day. The party is Friday night in Hollywood. Your chance to win on the way. First, though, speaking of Friday night, I can't wait for the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Those are always unbelievable. I feel like you need to be on acid to fully appreciate an opening ceremony of the Olympics.
I do, too. You really need to be high on something to understand what's going on in those opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we are always excited to see local athletes that we follow the rest of the year make it all the way to the Olympics. And we're happy to welcome Scott Niedermeyer onto the program. Of course, he is a defenseman for the Anaheim Ducks, and he is the captain of the Canadian hockey team. He's going to be skating for his country coming up starting this weekend. Hey, Scott, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Great to talk to you. As you're, you kind of have your mind in two places right now, concentrating on the day job, knowing you've still got some hockey to play for Anaheim, but while at the same time looking forward, I imagine, quite a bit to this weekend. How are you handling all that?
No, you're right. It's a little different situation to be in when you do have something like the Olympics coming up that's obviously fairly exciting, and as well as playing the NHL, and where we're at with the Ducks right now is we're fighting to try and get into the playoffs. So that's grabbing a lot of our attention as well. So you kind of have two things on your mind, and three games left until the Olympics start. So we'll try and do our best for those three, and then get ready for the Olympics.
Does it bum you out that you have to play for the communists north of the border?
I'm not sure they're communists, Kevin.
What's that? No, I'm just kidding, Scott. Scott is actually from Vancouver, though, right?
Well, I'm from British Columbia.
British Columbia.
That Vancouver is in, and, it depends what TV station, I guess, you watch to whether Canada's communist or not. But I grew up there. My wife's from there, and, we love it up there. We still go back up in the summer, and they love their hockey there, so the hockey side of the Olympics is going to be pretty exciting for everybody.
I got to tell you, I was watching a piece on television about the hockey and the expectations that are put on the Canadian team. It seems like it's gold medal or death. I mean, it's really serious.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not quite that bad. But
it is.
You know, it is. I mean, the people there love hockey, you know, and they want us to do well. They want to be able to celebrate at the end of it with a gold medal for their hockey team. And obviously that's what we want to have happen, too. But sure. At the same time, there's some great teams that are going to be there. The U.S. is going to have a great young hockey team. The Russian hockey team is very talented. So it'll be a great tournament, that's for sure.
Let me ask you this. You don't have a lot of Olympic experience on the team that you're captaining for Canada, right?
No, not a lot. You know, and it only happens every 4 years. And this year, a lot of teams have a lot of young players. And I think you see that in the NHL, that the young talent that is out there right now is pretty amazing. And it's reflected in the rosters of the teams at the Olympics.
Well, the reason I ask about that is I was thinking about, we had Dustin Brown on a couple weeks ago from the Kings, of course, playing for USA, and he was talking about how you guys don't really have the opportunity to do any practicing at all together because you're spread out all over the world in some cases, and you come together and instantly you're thrown into a situation where you're fighting, you know, you're fighting to move on to the next round. How do you develop as a captain? How do you get any kind of, obviously you've got talented players who all know the game, but how do you get any kind of a chemistry and get these people to work together in such a tight schedule?
Well, that'll be one of the magic things. The team that is going to do well is going to be able to do that quickly. And it is difficult. There's no real thing that you can just sort of do and then it happens. You know, sometimes it happens quickly. Other times it's a bit more of a struggle. And you do your best. You try and do the things that will help you get there. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And we'll know who does it well when they get the gold medals around their neck, I guess.
Now, you have games through Sunday, right? And then when is your first game for Canada?
We play one more game here and then go up to Calgary and Edmonton, and a couple of us will fly from Edmonton to Vancouver on Sunday night, and our first game is Tuesday. So one full practice as a team and right into the tournament. So
that's something.
It's also got to be strange for you to play with, you know, people that you play against in the regular season. You know, Drew Doughty is one that's a king, but he's going to be on the Canadian team and you're going to play with him. Is that odd to play with people that you play against a lot?
It is a little different. You do get used to it, though, as you grow up, you know, playing hockey. There are trades, there are different things that happen where that does happen. And it is strange, especially the first few times it happens. You know, your good friend from your team that you've been sitting and traveling with every day for the last few years, all of a sudden is on the other team, and you're out there trying to hit each other. So it is strange, but you do get used to it eventually.
Yeah, you're out there trying to hit them, but not hurt them. I mean, that's important, right?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously there's going to be players from the Ducks here that are going to be on different teams, and, you know, we're going to go out there. You're going to compete hard, and I think we each respect that of each other. And, you know, I guess, yeah, you're not going to try and hurt them, but you're going to try and hit them and try and win the game.
We are talking to Scott Niedermeyer on the phone right now on the Kevin DeBean Show. He is the captain of the Canadian hockey team that's going to be going for the Olympic gold here in a few days. Tell me about little Scott Niedermeyer growing up. Is the Olympics even something that's on your radar? Is this a big event for you in your house every 4 years when you get a chance to watch these guys play hockey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the Olympics in general is always a fun thing to watch, cheer for your country and see how the storylines develop. There's just so many athletes involved that there's always great stories that go along with it. And, you know, that it was always a big moment. I think hockey was fun to watch. At the same time, at the time, there was no NHL players competing in the Olympics. So as Canadians, we always kind of felt, well, we don't have our best players there. So, you know, hopefully we do well, but you know, if we had our best players there, we'd do even better. But the last four times, the NHL has shut down and allowed the players to go and compete, which they're very thankful for the opportunity. And I think it makes for a great hockey tournament when you have all the top players competing for their countries. It's pretty exciting.
So the NHL has, what, 2 weeks off?
Yeah, they shut down for 2 weeks. They're not overly happy about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's fun for the players. They all love competing for their country, especially on a big tournament like this where it gets everybody's attention, brings out everybody's best players, and I think the fans are really going to be in for a great tournament.
I imagine, by the way, that the players that aren't playing in the Olympics are happy to have a little bit of rehab time, you know, to get the injuries a little bit healthier as they go into the end of the season.
That doesn't hurt. I mean, it is a long season in the NHL, and there is a lot of bumps and bruises, and to have a little break for some guys that maybe have injuries or even just a mental break from the grind as well will help guys. So they're looking forward to their trips to Hawaii and Mexico, and the rest of us will continue to skate. So.
Well, I don't know how they do it, but every year when it's a couple of months out from the Winter Olympics, I go, I don't really care about that. And then it's a month out, and I go, well, I could go either way. And now, like, we're on the eve of it, I can't wait for Friday. I'm like, all of a sudden, they figured out a way to get me so excited. I guess it's because you start to see more about some of the athletes that are competing, and it gets closer, and I just can't wait for it. And we're very excited for you, Scott. We're wishing you and the Canadian hockey team bringing home the silver, man. Good luck with that.
I appreciate that.
Pick up sticks. Let us walk something for you. Oh, I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic. See, that's how you cook things.
Thank you, Lisa.
Walk them.
It is 8:54.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Ralph Garman is here with yet another look at the show Biz Beat on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
Christopher Walken.
Walk on by.
Walk this way.
Let's stop this before I kill you.
Congratulations to former Miss California, Carrie Prejean. She and St. Louis Rams quarterback Kyle Bowler are engaged. They're going to settle down and start their own little family, Little Losers. Two losers getting together in holy matrimony to make Little Losers. That's spectacular. Congratulations.
Is he a good quarterback? I don't recognize his name.
No. Okay. Well, the Rams, didn't have a great season, if that's what you're asking.
All right. Yeah.
Now, does this mean she'll stop making those solo videos now that she's got herself a boyfriend?
There you go.
Because that's disappointing news.
Yeah, maybe he can play quarterback to her center.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
If you guys want to book the Jersey Shore for your next party, if you want to get some cast members from the Jersey Shore, you better act fast.
Okay.
Apparently, New York Post says MTV is stepping in and starting to put a moratorium on how many personal appearances they can do per week.
Are they afraid they're going to
They're burning
burn
out the brand.
Out?
Yeah. Yes, they're wearing out their welcome. Apparently, these kids have found out they can make from 5 to 15 grand per appearance and are just saying yes to everything.
I would do that as well.
Like 20 club dates a week, just showing up everywhere trying to bankroll as much money as they can.
Going to pay me 15 grand to show up at a party? I'm in.
Word is they're limiting the Jersey Shore cast to do just 2 gigs a week, and they all the gigs have to be approved in advance by the head honchos at MTV, so they are limiting their personal appearance capabilities, which I think is kind of BS, because they should be able to go out and, you know, make money however they want to see fit, right?
You would think so, but you could also see MTV's.
I guess with the second season coming up, you don't want them to wear out their welcome, like Snooki did in Philly. Remember I played you that audio of her getting roundly booed by the audience at the Wing Bowl?
I may be in the minority here. I don't get the fascination with these kids. I mean, if we were having a party, like our party Friday night, wouldn't you do everything you could to keep Snooki in the situation out of the party?
I would. Yes, because I would want to have a good time at the party. But if I was watching the party from home, I may want to see the Snooki in the situation introduced into the mix for my own personal entertainment.
Yeah, to see things go horribly wrong.
What is that? What's that German term that means you appreciate the suffering of others?
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude, yeah. That's what you get with those people. You get to watch them suffering, and you get to do it from a distance. Sad but true. Ellen DeGeneres makes her debut on American Idol tonight.
Out.
Come on, don't you want to see Ellen on American Idol,
not
Kevin? Would you just to see how she performs as a judge during Hollywood Week?
Do I have to hear bad singing before she acts as a judge?
It's not all bad.
It is.
Some good singing, too.
It's not. It's bad songs, bad singing.
Kevin, there wouldn't be a Carrie Underwood, for instance, who's a terrific singer, if it hadn't been for American Idol. I mean, there are gems in there.
Yes, there are.
All right, now you're turning me. Now you turn me against him.
Carrie Underwood. You got to dig through a lot of poop to get to the gems. That's what I'm saying.
Speaking of poopers, congratulations to Brooklyn Decker. She is on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover, which is quite the accolade for a young model. She is 22 years old. And she's got quite the pooper on her.
Okay. That's sexy.
She was unveiled. Quite the fart tank, as we used to say back in the biz. She was unveiled as the cover girl last night on David Letterman. He does it every year where he takes a giant sheet off a giant billboard in Times Square where they show the cover for the first time. And he always has the spokesmodel on his show. Last night was funny, though. He pointed to a fake billboard, which was a giant photo of a naked Scott Brown. He's the guy who won the Senate seat in Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy's empty seat, because he posed for Playgirl one time in his career, and so they showed that instead.
That's funny.
Just kidding. So congratulations to her. She's
look at how hot she is. Isn't that crazy?
She is crazy hot. Yeah. And Gary Coleman
was in a Salt Lake City courtroom yesterday to take a plea bargain in his domestic violence case. The charges resulted from an incident last April the 18th following an argument with his wife, Shannon Price. Gary pled guilty to a lesser charge, criminal misdemeanor mischief, which will let him avoid a month in jail if he finishes the domestic violence course and pays a fine of almost $600. Didn't he get popped again recently for another altercation?
I can't keep up.
I don't know.
Well, he was arrested a couple of weeks ago. They came to his home on a domestic violence call.
Right.
But they arrested him, in fact, because he had a warrant out for not showing in a previous court appearance for something else. So he's juggling a whole bunch of those charges at the same time.
Who's getting beat up by Gary Coleman, by the way?
I just love that they charged him with mischief. It sounds like the kind of charge you would give to an elf. Or a midget.
What are you talking about, Willis? Don't ever say that to me again.
Get me pot of gold so I kick you in the shin. It's mischief.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Gigi Zhang.
Hi!
From Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is 31 years old today. Country singer Travis Tritt. Sounds made up, doesn't it, that name, Travis Tritt?
Yes, it does.
I'm going to make a fictional cowboy country music singer. What should his name be? How about Travis Tritt? I love it. Put it down. He is 47 years old today. Mia Farrow is 65 years old today. She is a very talented actress who likes to collect children.
That's correct.
Like some people collect Hummels. She is 65 years old today. And actor Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Is 67 years old today.
And wasn't he dating Angie Everhart for the longest time? I think they just broke up.
Yes,
he was dating supermodel and actress Angie Everhart for many years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like twice
and
his
the last
height.
Thing I heard that he was doing is he was on a singing tour. He's actually going out and singing standards or something.
What?
Yeah. That's a good time right there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
People who need people are the luckiest people.
I don't want to see that.
No.
I'm Ralph Garman.
Oh, no. Poor guy.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now, though, turning our attention to this Friday, I'm shocked that we have been invited back to Bardo in Hollywood because it's a pretty upscale nightclub. We were there last year for our Valentine's Day singles party, and we're back there again this year. It's Kevin and Bean's Last Call singles party, 21 and up, 1-800-520-1067. You can call now if you'd like to join us.
We are going to have our own private Valentine's Day party. Singles only.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean's
Last Call.
Last Call singles party.
All right, no host bar with drink specials, fancy pants appetizers, Lightning's confessional booth, which always makes terrific videos for that. DJ Omar Khan.
DJ Omar Khan.
It's going to be spinning, and of course, the most important part of the party is you, the singles who are there, who are happening people, who are not wallflowers, who are there to actually meet somebody, whether for a night or for a lifetime. Hey, I think I may trademark that.
Yeah, stop it.
let's start with Matt, 23 years old. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Kevin Levine. How you guys doing?
We are good.
Okay.
Tell us about yourself and why you need to be at the singles party on Friday night.
Because, you know, like to party and like to have fun and, you know, just want to have a good time and stuff.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's try. How about...
hey, take it easy.
How about
give
Lynette?
Give the guy a shot. What happened?
She's on line 5. Lisa, you had my back on that, right?
I did.
Wow.
Wow, you can tell. You could tell, dude. Right. He was a Z-ro. Two words, Z and ro. And by the way, here's a tip. It's a given. You like to party.
Okay. Lynette, hi.
Hi there.
Tell us about yourself, what you do, why you want to be there on Friday night.
Well, I'm a full-time student at Cal State LA. I'm an English major. I also tutor for free and for work. I want to be there because I'm a fun girl.
All right.
Okay, I tutor for free. Sounds to me like you're just trying to bang students. What's that all about? What's going on there?
Kids. I'm not trying to bang little kids. I work with
Just we didn't know gross that. If you're banging little kids.
No, she's not doing that. That's not happening.
She's a nice person.
Happening. Right. Not happening.
It's not happening.
All right.
We've had good luck with teachers in the past at the party, so I'm intrigued by that. What do you suppose the deal is? Why are you single this Valentine's Day, do you think, Lynette?
I'm not just single on Valentine's Day. It's been a little while, and it just didn't work out.
Vague. Scares me.
I tried.
scares me.
So it's her
fault.
Clearly it's her fault.
I'm saying it scares me. But
she sounds nice.
I'm not going to lie. It's partly my fault.
Okay, partly her fault. All right, now
I will put her on my list,
all right.
Boys.
You're on Lisa's list.
You're going to vouch for Lynette because I think you'll live to regret that decision. I really
don't think so. She sounds nice.
We've had great luck with teachers, by the way.
True.
I like to
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, because they have to be so buttoned up and so politically correct during the day that by time, you know, let the hair down at night. Yeah. Let's try Carmen. Carmen is on line 8 calling the Kevin and Bean Show. She's got an unusual thing happening. Hey, Carmen, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hey, just on my way to school. I'm 23, and I'm a female rugby player, so I doubt you guys are going to have lots of those at the party.
A female rugby player?
You could be the only one if we let you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to picture that. I mean, that could you could have the body of a of an NFL player, right? I mean, female rugby players can be pretty big and burly, right?
Yeah, I'm actually one of the smallest girls on the team. I'm only 5'2", so I'm not very big.
5'2", wow. 180, 200?
I'm like 117.
So. All right, just checking.
That is awfully tidy to be playing rugby. What is it you like about playing rugby?
I don't know. I guess I'm a really angry person at heart, and it's really nice to take it out on other girls. And
all right.
Hello.
All
right. Just that alcohol. Just that alcohol, and she's in. She's on my list.
All right.
She does sound like a party, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
All right. Thank you for the call. Please hold on, Carmen. How about Tyler? I think Lisa will be excited to talk to 23-year-old Tyler on line 6.
Okay.
Hey, Tyler, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Tyler.
Good morning.
What do you do for a living? What do you do? How come you need to be there Friday night?
Recently, I was laid off from the city of Lakewood. Oops. I want to be there because party and meet up.
Tyler, come on, do better than that.
Thanks for the call.
He never even got to training to be a firefighter, Lisa. Sorry about that. Can't help you.
Really?
Why not lead with firefighter?
Idiot.
Right?
If that's
what you got.
Look, it can be very difficult. You can be very nervous, but lead with the good stuff.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Exactly, right. Let's try Ashley on line 2. Maybe we'll have better luck there. By the way, we are going to continue to take calls. We don't have time for very many on the air, but 1-800-520-1067. If you are emailing us to get into the party, please include a photo and a telephone number, please. That makes it a whole lot easier, saves everybody a lot of time. Hey, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Are you glad we turned that last person down?
Hello?
Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, good.
What's going on, Ashley? What's your story?
I'm actually at school right now. I just got back from Park City. I snowboard.
You're in.
I cocktail over at the cannery, and I also serve there.
Okay, you're in.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
She's already in 3 times.
Yeah.
No joke, though, Ashley. I have to ask. If you're snowboarding, mostly guys, if you're cocktailing at a place, mostly guys, why do you suppose you're single? It sounds like you have more than enough opportunity to meet dudes.
I've actually never been single my entire life. I've always been in relationships, and right now I'm just trying to get through school, trying to work, and just have a good time.
So you have like a 3-day window of singleness? That's
right through Sunday.
Just right through Sunday. Okay.
So you
want to get in there, meet somebody, mad sex on Saturday, break up on Sunday, then you go back to your life on Monday.
That's okay if you do.
That's fine.
We don't have a problem with that.
By the way, even if that's not the case, just say yes. Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
Okay, yes.
What is wrong with you people?
We'll see. We'll do it. We'll see.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. Hang on. One more. We only have time for one more. Let's give another firefighter a chance. This is going to be Daniel. He is on line 3 calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Daniel. Don't screw this up. You already are in with the firefighter, but we want to confirm and hear a little bit of your personality. What's going on, dude?
I'm excited you guys answered the phone. Right on.
Yes!
Oh, God. Okay, go on.
All right.
What's
going on with you, Daniel? What's your story, dude?
I'm a firefighter. I work at an oil refinery. I snowboard. I got a dirt bike, a street bike. I don't know. I just keep meeting a whole bunch of Power 106 fans.
All right.
Well, everybody's a hip-hop fan. All right, I understand.
By the way, it's a hip-hop world, so that's why that's happening.
True. That's true.
Yeah. What's your expectation if you get a ticket for Friday night? What is your expectation of what will happen? What do you anticipate that night?
Oh, man, just good times. Good people, good times, laughing, dancing, making jokes.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Stop talking, Daniel.
I can talk to Daniel all day.
I'm going to let him in because he's a firefighter.
King of Mexico wants to know if this is Victor Fuentes.
Hello.
Hello.
Too much information.
Lisa, you're gonna vouch for Daniel? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I felt bad about the guy
earlier.
Move.
The guy earlier, that was his fault.
He sounds like he's on helium, but... Yeah.
All right, Daniel
is Dorco 101, though. He's Donnie Dorco. What are you doing
he
here?
He came back. I think he came. He started weak, but he came back, I think.
We'll make a note of Daniel and check Friday night. But anyone who says, I'm looking forward to the party so I can make jokes, is not a guy we want to hang out with.
That's a guy
I'm
on
making jokes, dancing. It's going to be great.
Ralph, you're with me. This guy's shaky as F, right?
Bardo just called. Lisa's list is full. She's just topped off.
Already?
She's only the second person.
No, apparently you've got like 100 people on the list, Lisa.
That's true.
No, you miscounted.
I get my list.
Daniel, what's your address?
12-6-1. Hello.
51.
Hello.
Hello.
Look, I'm washing my hands of this. You guys can do whatever you want, but I'm telling you, it's a big mistake if you say yes to Daniel.
My list.
Thank you, Lisa. You're awesome.
This may be your last list.
It may be.
I'm a mother effer male. I'm a male mother effer.
Uh-huh. All right, Daniel. Thanks a lot for calling. We'll see you Friday.
Okay. Wow.
And now a moment with Kevin and Bean.
What it is an answering machine that you can pick up and dial us 24 hours a day at 323-520-10. Wait, I have the wrong number
wrong.
Yes, you do. What is the number?
It's 323-520-10.
AFRO.
AFRO. AFRO. Okay.
Hence the name Afro.
What just happened?
That was a moment with Kevin and Bean.
A moment with Kevin and Bean for the first time ever. Two brain farts in one show. How about that?
And by the way, Woodrow Wilson, it's not an answering machine either where people are leaving their messages. I don't think they even make answering machines anymore.
Well, it clearly is an answering machine.
No, it's voicemail.
Yeah,
no, it's not an answering machine.
But Ralph, we couldn't remember the number.
Really, you're going to pick...
I lost the mini cassette tape for my answering machine. I got to go down to the Radio Shack.
There's still answering machines. Look, I have phones in my house that actually have a thing that shows you how many people have called and left messages on your phone when you go out. I mean, that's an answering machine.
You have rotary dial as well.
Well, I do have rotary dial. That's true.
It's an answer phone.
All right, Ralph is here with the showbiz beat for a Tuesday final look at what's happening in Hollywood today.
You know how I feel about the Twitter, right?
Love it.
Made no secret about how I feel about the Twitter.
Never loved anything more.
Don't see any point for the Twitter.
Ah, you hate it.
Don't think anyone needs to tweet.
Right.
Nothing of any value has ever been tweeted or twittered.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Bean types now as we speak, he is tweeting something. He's tweeting that I don't like
Ralph
Twitter.
Ralph doesn't like Twitter.
Even though that's happening.
I was IMing with our producer about something else.
I have changed my mind.
What?
I've changed my mind.
What?
Twitter has won me over.
There must be someone hot on it.
Are you familiar with TwitVid?
Oh, sure.
Sure, the videos.
You know who just posted
a
new video?
No.
R. Kelly.
Yes.
Announcing that he has completed 15 more chapters of Trapped in the Closet.
Yay! Oh, my God. Best news ever.
Y'all want more chapters of Trapped?
Yes.
Let me know. Tweets R. Kelly, and in his video he announced that he has completed it, but before he releases it, he needs to know that that's what the people really want. So he wants people to contact him and let him know that we want more.
We want more Trapped in the Closet.
That's what I'm saying.
We are in.
He's been tweeting that a lot over the last couple weeks. He's building up anticipation for new chapters. What? Why are you laughing at me?
You know-it-all?
No, I'm confirming what Ralph said. This isn't a one-time deal. He's been out there like stoking
that
fire for some time.
I knew that too. I knew it before Ralph did. I knew it.
Why wouldn't you bring it up then?
Well, because I didn't know that it was going to come to anything so quickly. I didn't know that he was going to now announce Trapped in the Closet. I thought he was just exploring interest right there. But it's really happening. That's fantastic.
Pastor Rufus Long comes home to find his wife been sleeping around with Sylvester. Oh, Sylvester's cell phone rings. He comes out of the closet pointing his Beretta. Oh, then they go through this thing arguing, fussing, and time goes by. And then Kathy finds out about Rufus' lover Chuck, the gay guy. Oh, and then Sylvester calls home, never knowing that a man would answer his phone.
That goes on like that for about 17 minutes.
Greatest.
Best thing
ever. Greatest piece of music ever written.
I agree, but do you think we all have warm memories of Trapped in the Closet because of the brilliant early chapters, and we forget how bad and boring it got in the last 20 chapters?
Didn't.
It was all bad.
It was all bad. It got off the rails, guys. Come on. Oh. You don't even remember
like it was
that.
Ever on the rails.
No, I mean,
he's the neighborhood savior, and then things got real twisted. Police got home in his kitchen to find his wife, Bridget. Pregnant by this midget.
Come on, Bridget was pregnant by the midget.
That's the recap in the first 15.
But the second half was great, too, because we've had was the package. What was in the package? Remember the package?
Oh, can't forget
he's got the package. Look at it. He's got the package. He's got the package. The package was AIDS, and then the cops got the cop car. Oh, he's driving up. Screw you. The second half wasn't good.
It got convoluted.
Hey, hey, Ralph, come back.
Come out of here.
Come back.
Ready for
Oh, look what you did, Bean.
I think it's kind of like how Lost lost its way two or three seasons in. It's the same kind of thing with R. Kelly. Mike, you're with me. You remember that we were pretty disappointed in quite a few of those chapters in R. Kelly,
the middle,
right?
The middle, like, segments or staves of the second chapter.
Were only nines out of a ten?
Well, there was some that were just a guy going, mm-hmm. 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 When the pimp came in and the reverend, and they had long conversations where it was just two or three words.
Right, now I'm leaving.
That stunk.
But I felt like it's like a relationship. You guys have broken up and you can't remember why you broke up. You only remember the good times, the hot sex at the beginning and stuff like that. I think we got burned by our feeling. Maybe it's best to leave Trapped at the closet.
You are a downer. I agree with you that the second half wasn't as good as the first, Bean, but I'm still very, very, very excited about the prospect of new Trapped in the Closet.
Well, I hope it's great. Believe me, don't get me wrong. I want it to be
great.
It
sounds like you don't.
I do. I wanted it. Look, I love R. Kelly, too.
You don't.
I'm just saying. Is Ralph really that coming?
Yes, he's coming.
He's throwing a tantrum because I didn't like the second half of Trapped in the Closet.
He's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. I'm going to.
Kevin.
Wait.
What, where are you going?
You have some stuff to say.
Kevin's gone.
Hey, Kevin, come back.
Just walk out.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, if Kevin and Ralph are leaving...
No, you can't leave.
Then I'm out.
Well, then I'm going.
See you guys tomorrow.
Okay, bye.